Hello, leaders. Coach Carol here. Today, we're talking about successful time management and delegation. Of course, time management is the ability to use one's time effectively or productively, especially at work. And delegation is the process of distributing and entrusting work to another person. We all have the same 24 hours in each day. However, how we manage those 1,440 minutes can positively or negatively affect our leadership skills as well as our wellness. Sometimes we manage our time well and feel like we're on top of the world. Other days, our busy schedules and unexpected interruptions can leave us totally stressed. Not taking control of our time can result in not only chronic stress, but high blood pressure, increased risk of disease, and our team members feeling like we're not in control. This can also cause problems in our personal lives. Making even small efforts to improve our skills can result in living a happier, healthier life and improving our relationships at home, at work, and in our leadership skills. Where do we start? If a person lacks time management skills, what may be some of the causes? We want to look at what is the root of the problem. Finding the root of the problem can be most helpful. For example, a person may have been raised in an unorganized household and wasn't taught critical life skills. Another person may have a condition such as ADD, attention deficit disorder, or OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, which may negatively affect their skills. Or perhaps a person is unmotivated due to boredom or burnout and needs to find a new career path or simply take a vacation. Finding the root cause of our time allocation problem is important. It's not enough to just say, I need to get more organized. It's better to start with, why am I so unorganized? There can be different causes for different people. Besides our upbringing, it might be procrastination. Maybe we're overwhelmed or burnt out. Maybe we just have irresponsible habits, or there's too many distractions. Maybe we're multitasking. Our brains don't like to multitask. Maybe we've just developed poor habits. Maybe we're estimating the time needed to complete a task poorly, or we have unclear goals. And these issues can be acute or chronic. Maybe we've been doing a good job in the past, but all of a sudden our life is very chaotic. And suddenly we're not managing time well. Or maybe it's a chronic issue. It's been going on for a long time. What are some of the problems that typically result from possessing a lack of time management skills? Well, once again, overwhelm, stress, and burnout. It can result in missed deadlines. It negatively affects others. It can bring poor habits to our next project. It reduces productivity. Interrupts teamwork. It can strain our relationships all around at home and at work. People are going to be less likely to be promoted or given a raise if they're possessing poor time management skills. And it contributes to a stressful and/or toxic environment. What are some of the many benefits of learning and implementing effective time management skills? Well, now we're taking all those problems and we're flipping them to the positive. So we're going to reduce overwhelm, stress, and burnout. We're going to be more likely to make or exceed deadlines. We're going to positively affect others. We're going to bring good habits to the next project. We're going to increase productivity and reduce turnover. Good time management contributes to great teamwork, builds and strengthens those healthy work relationships. And now we're going to be more likely to be promoted or given a raise, and it contributes to a healthy work environment. Now let's look a little bit at delegation. If a person lacks delegation skills, what might be some of those causes? So it's important to spend time to look at what are the causes that are keeping me from delegating to my team well. Okay, and some of these things overlap. It might be that you're taking on too much responsibility, or you have a habit of procrastinating. You might be uncomfortable with delegating. Sometimes our emotions get in the way of us doing a great job. We may be multitasking too much, and we're not making the time to delegate when we need to. We may have developed poor habits when it comes to delegating. We also don't want to be playing favorites. We don't want to be perceived by our team members that we're not delegating fairly or appropriately. We may be not estimating time appropriately. There might be an unclear assignment of work. We want to be really clear with our members regarding what is expected of them. And once again, this could be acute or chronic. Some of the problems that typically result from not possessing effective delegation skills, many of them overlap with the time management issues. So be on the lookout for those. And then when it comes to the benefits of delegating effectively, once again, we're going to take all the problems and flip those to the positive. We're going to reduce the stress, meet the deadlines, positively affect self and others. We're going to be perceived by our team members as being fair and organized with our delegation. Here are some tips that you can use to manage your time more effectively. First, take a step back and assess why. Ask yourself, where do these poor habits come from? What are the roadblocks that get in my way? How can I counter them? Spend time analyzing yourself on an ongoing basis to learn and improve. Also, ask your team members for honest feedback on a regular basis. You can also include anonymous surveys for people who don't feel comfortable giving you feedback that they may perceive as being negative. Learn to better respect your time and others' time. Notice the time wasters in your life and gradually eliminate them. Notice when you're overscheduling yourself and learn to prioritize needs over wants. Prioritize self-care, including mindfulness, meditation, and quality sleep. You will bring the benefits of all of these to the workplace. This sets up a great foundation for operating more effectively. Learn to say no. Society teaches us to give. However, too much giving will result in an imbalance in your life. Saying no when you need to is a great skill and is not a negative behavior, especially when it's done in a positive and professional manner. Here's a tip. When learning to say no, avoid apologizing and don't let unnecessary guilt keep you from learning this important skill. Learn how to delegate. Do you try to do everything on your own? Do you believe certain tasks won't be done correctly if you don't do them yourself? Do you struggle with asking for help? These are common roadblocks to working with others as a team. Once again, analyze the why and then start with small efforts. Notice all the benefits of delegating and give yourself kudos for your efforts. Notice all the overlap between time management skills and delegation skills. Also, use tools you enjoy. For example, I like choosing a new calendar each year that is attractive, fits in my purse, and has large print. That works best for me because if I only use the calendar on my phone, I would constantly worry about not having access to my schedule if I lost my phone or my phone lost power. Also, I'm a morning person, so I remind myself to do more tasks in the morning that involve extra brain work. I save mindless tasks for later in the day. Look at what works best for you. Are there phone apps that can help? Ask others what works best for them. When you learn to take total responsibility for your time management and your delegation skills while prioritizing self-care, you'll notice you have extra time for yourself, your team, your friends, your family, in addition to improving your leadership skills and staying on a path of wellness. You'll also have more time to do the activities you love. And who doesn't want that? I hope these tips were helpful. What else can you do to focus on improving your time management and delegation skills? Thanks for listening and make it a great day.